now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today.
Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have an amazing guest on the line, Jamie Chalaki, who is one of my closest girlfriends and an amazing entrepreneur in the Boston area, hairstylist, and the founder of Chalaki Beauty. So we are going to talk about all things beauty, and she has an exciting product launch that we are going to be talking about today where you can pre-order and learn how to get the product and how it should be an everyday essential for you. Stay tuned, and Jamie will be with us shortly. So we officially have Jamie Chalaki on the line. Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on and share your amazing, inspiring story with our listeners and, of course, announce your exciting product launch. So tell our listeners a little bit about your background as a hairstylist and being in the hair industry for over 16 years.
Definitely. So first off, I want to say thank you so much for this opportunity. And I'm really excited because I'm sharing first here with your audience what I've been working on. And it's really exciting to be sharing it with you first. So I've been a hairstylist for over 16 years. And I just feel so blessed to have kind of fallen into this industry at a really young age. And it is so rewarding to help women feel beautiful, you know, on the outside. And with the creation of this product, it's also going to be helping. My intention is to help women feel beautiful on the inside as well.
So I love it. And obviously, you know, as we talk later, we'll talk about really what's going to make your product so beneficial with your everyday essentials. But what inspired you to even launch a product, you know, in the hair world?
Exactly. So I've been really fortunate. I'm originally from the West Coast, San Diego, and I've now officially become a Bostonian. But from San Diego, I went to Nantucket and worked on Nantucket and then Martha's Vineyard and landed in Boston. And so my hairdressing journey, I've gotten to work in some beautiful salons. I've also gotten to work with some really amazing products. And so I just wanted to create something that was different and didn't exist, and I wanted to take the best of all of the products I've worked with and kind of recreate it and make it my own. And the biggest thing I would say that everybody shares with me that they don't enjoy about their hair is frizz and static. And so I took a look at what was available and just wanted to make it better and found natural resources to do that.
Which is so awesome. So obviously, creating a product is so fascinating. Like, how long does the procedure actually take, like, to come up with the idea? Like, because obviously you've been planning this for, like, a couple months now. So, like, give us, you know, a little backstory of, like, how would you even come up about doing this?
Exactly. So I would say this has actually been a year in involvement. And it all stemmed from last November. So I specialize in bridal and balayage, which is a color technique. And so last November 2016, I had a bridal trial. Most people, when they get married, they come in and kind of do a practice run of their hair. And this woman's hair was so staticky and frizzy. And I couldn't recover. When you're doing a bridal updo, a lot of times you need to tease the hair so the bobby pins can have something to grab onto. And as I was teasing her hair, it literally released a static storm, and I just didn't know, you know, how to recover. And as a professional with all the years of experience, I was really hard on myself, and I know, you know, ultimately I didn't get the job. And instead of, I was trying to take that experience and turn it around. So when I started to look, like, you know, Google what helps eliminate static, there really isn't much on the market. Like, one of the biggest things was a stylist shared that they sprayed Static Guard in their client's hair, and I was just like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
At me with this crazy chemical in my hair. And so from that, kind of, I just started doing more research. You know, I work behind the chair, and then as long as, you know, running a business, and just, it's been a year of development. And with discovering one natural element led to another that led to another that ultimately led to the creation of what I've been working on. So
yay.
That's the longer version of it. Yeah.
No, I think that that's like a great summary. So of course, you know, now we want to kind of talk about what the product is, the backstory, and how people can pre-order the product. So let's talk a little bit about that. So do you want to announce that or should I?
Sure. So, I would love to share that what I've been working on is Amethyst Hair Serum, and it's a hair serum that's infused with the essence of amethyst gemstone. So on a personal note, anybody who is familiar with me or my brand, I love sparkly, sequin, shiny things. So I naturally gravitate towards sparkly things, and I love amethyst gemstone. And so One day I know that there's other products on the market that have ground up pearl and diamonds and gold. And one day I just started to ask myself, like, well, what about amethyst? This is like, I love amethyst. I wear amethyst jewelry. I carry an amethyst gemstone around. And then the more I started to research amethyst, it just actually made sense. It's one of the few gemstones that can handle heat. So when you blow dry your hair or use hot tools, you're going to have a natural heat protectant. And it's also really cool because it's a natural negative ion. And negative ions are what are in all of these new blow dryers. And when you hear about ion technology, negative ions are what help to eliminate static and frizz in your hair. The fact that this is a natural resource of that, it just made sense. So yeah.
I'm just so excited for you. Like I said in the beginning of the show before when I like introduced you that like we're like really close girlfriends to all of the audience that's listening. So I'm like so excited to finally share your story. You know, it's so exciting.
Yeah. So you've been a big cheerleader and I can't thank you enough, you know, and just you when you're working on something, you have to really pick and choose who you share it with, you know, your idea. Because, yeah, you know, I shared it with a few other people and they're like amethyst. You know, there's so many other products out there, but you know, it's just like taking something and how can you make it better?
Right. So if I were to buy it, this is just me speaking so the audience can understand it, how would it be used in my daily routine?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So a lot of people don't understand the difference between like a hair serum and an oil. And so a serum is more of a creamier consistency and that you're able to use when your hair is wet and dry. So ideally you would wash your hair, condition, towel dry, and this would be one of the products you would use. When your hair is damp, you would start by putting it on your ends and working your way up, and you could let it air dry or use the blow dryer or just continue on with your daily routine. And it's going to act as a way to eliminate frizz. And then the next day, not everybody washes their hair. You could just add a little bit more too if you felt like during the night sleeping or when you brush your hair, if you get a little bit of frizz that way.
Now, if I were to purchase it, what's the lifespan of it? Like how often, if I was using it every day, like when would I need to get a new one?
So that's a great question. And right now what I've been working on is it's going to be very concentrated. So we're looking at about a 2-ounce bottle. But the way you're going to be using it is like one little drop to two drops, however often you wash your hair.
So it's like when you use like argan oil and like Moroccan oil.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's in that similar family, but just building upon, you know, what already, like I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm trying to kind of see how I can make the wheel better or add to it. Also, what I'm hoping to encourage is when you're using this product, most women, I polled 100 local Bostonian women, and out of that 100, 80 of them wash their hair every day. They wash their hair in the morning, and they spend less than 5 minutes. And I can speak to this. This is true for myself as a woman. I am really hard and critical on myself. So I'm sometimes doing really negative self-talk. And so
I think we all do. You know,
yes, and it's not just women. I know men.
Yeah.
But with each bottle, I'm going to be having an amethyst affirmation come. So it's not just the product itself, but it's how I would love for you to use the product. So in the morning when you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're putting this product on, like saying something nice to yourself, you know, like, you know, I'm doing the best I can, or I'm, today's going to be okay, or watch out world, here I come. And you're setting a intention for yourself for the day. So it's actually bridging beauty and mindfulness together.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's so awesome. So tell everyone how they can help, you know, with your, with funding it and pre-ordering it.
Yeah. So what is really exciting about this is it's everybody has the opportunity to be a part of the creation of this product. So I'm working diligently. I've been working at my home in my apartment. I literally feel like a chemist. I have my own version, and now I'm taking what I've created and working with a lab. And the reason why I want to work with a lab is we're able to keep it stable, to really know, you know, when you're starting to work with natural resources and essences like amethyst, what are the reactions to other products out there? And it just made sense to work with a lab. But the way that people can get a hold of this is I'm going to be doing the iFund Women campaign, which is an amazing platform. It's a crowdsourcing platform, and people will have the opportunity to actually pre-order this product before it comes out to market. And with that, I'm going to be able to create the product.
I love it. So obviously, yes. You know, once your site is live technically today, because this will be live when your, yes, you know, when your today product is live.
Everybody go to ifundwomen.com and search for Amethyst Hair Serum.
So, so exciting. I'm like really excited for you. Yay!
I'm really excited too. And,
so let's like talk, you know, so obviously this is really exciting, but of course people want to know like, you know, Jamie in real life. So outside of like your busy life, like what do you do when you have free time?
Yes. Well, stepping into the role of an entrepreneur, as I know you are one too, Jackie, we have very little free time. But what I love to do in my spare time is to spend it with friends, aka like friends like you. I really enjoy nature. I enjoy going to art museums. I enjoy
your cat, Diego.
My cat, I love my, I'm looking at him right now. My cat, Diego. It's just funny how I used to be out every single night, and now I really enjoy staying in. And I also really enjoy getting to know other entrepreneurs, and particularly women entrepreneurs, and going out to their events and helping support them.
So just a random question. Sorry to interrupt really quickly, but I'm thinking about it, so I figured I'd ask. Can men use the product?
So, I mean, it's really for anybody.
Okay.
I think that
not that men have as much static, but
yeah, because of the concentration of the product and the fact that they're, it's not going to be like sparkly, like glittery, but it's going to have a natural shimmer to it, which most women want, you know, when
right,
our hair is shiny,
of course,
not oily, but shiny, we feel like it's healthier, youthful. So I don't know if men are going to want to, you know, embrace this amethyst affirmation and saying something positive. But of course, both men and women can use it. But I'm also wanting it to be a platform or an invitation for women to, you know, just introduce that self-care, like
right,
10 seconds. Like, I'm not a mother. Most of my clients, though, I have a lot of mom clients, and they are like, feel lucky if they're able to get their hair in a ponytail. And it's like, okay, great, just take 10 seconds. And while you're putting this product in, or even if it's not this product, I just want to challenge or encourage you to just start saying something nice to yourself in the mirror, like in the bathroom where nobody's going to overhear you, you know, like you might feel silly at first being like, hey, I'm doing a great job at life, or hashtag I'm adulting. Okay.
Right.
But, just we say it to so many other people. Why not try saying it to ourselves?
You right,
know, with all that's going on in the world, all the good in the, and there's a lot of negative going on in the world. Like it's a call, I think, for us to be kinder and gentler to people, but we are people, and that is also an extension to ourselves. Like mm-hmm, as we're encouraging each other to be kinder to one another, let's also be kinder and gentler to ourselves.
I love it. And then obviously they can, now that you have a platform for Chalaki Beauty,
yeah,
you can get social with Jamie on Chalaki Beauty on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Is that like going to be your main outlet? Like what? So basically, if they want to pre-order, if anybody wants to pre-order, they should go through iFundWomen. But if they want to get social, have questions for you, they should go to Chalaki Beauty.
Yeah. So So they can go to Chalaki Beauty at Instagram, and that's Cholaki, the word beauty, because in my bio, I'm going to put the link to the iFun Women. And
perfect.
The campaign, I'm launching it today.
Yes.
Sorry. I've just been in launch mode.
No, it's all good.
What date it is. And I'm going to be running it for 45 days. So people have 45 days to pre-order it. And the quicker I'm able to hit my goal, my fundraising goal, the faster I'm going to be able to get it into the hands of people who are excited to use it.
Which is
awesome.
And
another thing I forgot to even share, like why Amethyst is, Amethyst has more also like mindful practices. Like people, one of the reasons why I wear jewelry that has amethyst is amethyst stone. It's known to be calming. It represents serenity. It's a very old gemstone. You know, there's Greek mythologies that reference amethyst, and there's a whole Greek mythology with Aphrodite and how the name amethyst came about. And I'm also half Greek, but it's also a gemstone of royalty, like the color purple. And
you're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I'm not that knowledgeable yet. My research in amethyst has led me to learn more about like meditation. I mean, I'm starting to get better with meditation, but like the chakras. And so amethyst represents the crown chakra. So it's really cool. Just the more I've learned about it. So not only is it just going to be like a gemstone that helps your hair, it's also something that, as you put it in your hair, you can think, oh, I have amethyst, and amethyst represents serenity. And it's a different concept for some, but it's a concept that I get excited about. So
it resides with a lot of people. I would look at it more as like a healing stone.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly what I've been trying to say.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
Very healing.
That's that's why I'm here, right? I'm helping to fill in the blanks.
You are. Thank goodness for you. And you're so good at filling in the blanks. You're
good. I'm so glad. Okay, so everybody that's listening, be sure to go to iFun Women and look up. Is it under Hair by Chalaki or Chalaki Beauty?
I think it's actually just going to be Amethyst Hair Serum.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to keep it simple as what it is. And yeah, I'm so grateful for the iFun Women platform, because what a lot of people might not realize, and I was one of these people until this platform came about, is since 2007, women are creating more businesses, and that means we're creating more jobs. We've actually created 30% more businesses since 2007, which is, wow, exciting. And yet we're still the last group to get funding. So it's really hard to get funding. Like as a small business, when I went to my bank that I've been banking with for over 3 years, for me to get funding, to be able to qualify for a small business loan, I actually had to be making over $100,000. And there was like a lot of more red tape than I thought there would be. And so I'm experiencing that. A lot of other women are, and that's what somebody saw, not somebody, but Karen, the founder of iFun Women, saw this and wanted to create a platform. So it's really exciting. And it's exciting to be part of the first beta in Boston, and Mayor Marty Walsh is really behind it. I've heard him speak, and he shares how he wants to make Boston more known for equalizing the gender gap in pay.
Which is so good. That's so important.
So when people ask me, why did I leave San Diego and move to Boston, I'm going to tell them that reason.
It's a good reason. It's always a good reason.
That movie, Good Will Hunting. I wanted to find that genius janitor.
Oh my God. That was like one of the best movies ever.
It was a great movie.
So what advice, I love always asking, what advice would you give to anybody that is an entrepreneur?
So the advice that I would give anybody to entrepreneur is trust your gut and hold on to your vision. A lot of times people won't see or feel what you're feeling. And sometimes as an entrepreneur, I feel crazy. Like it literally is. I left a traditional salon where I was fully booked and making lots of money and just showing up and doing my job. So now I'm working like, it feels like 24/7 and the hustle and the excitement. And I recently saw this quote, and I don't know who it's by, but like an entrepreneur is somebody who will jump off a cliff and figure out how to design a plane on their way down.
I love like that. I've totally seen that too recently. That's so good.
So I guess the answer to that is like, to be an entrepreneur, I think you have to be a little crazy, because you are going to create something that isn't there yet, or you're going to perfect something or make something better or build upon something that already exists. And a lot of people are going to say no, or why, that's not broke, why fix it? And you just have to listen to your gut and stay true to that.
Right. And obviously it led you here, which is so great.
Yeah.
Did you ever think one day that you would launch a product? Like, was that ever a dream of yours? Or
so it's so fascinating, because it wasn't until I started my business 3 years ago, and I didn't even start to grasp myself as an entrepreneur until 2 years ago. I always kind of identified myself as a hairstylist. And I started looking back at like a lot of things in my life. Like in sixth grade, I loved candy. What kid doesn't love candy? And my dad, you know, started to be like, oh, we gotta, you know, you're getting too many cavities, so you can have one sweet a day. And, you know, in sixth grade, I was selling candy on the playground to like fund my candy habit. So I've always been an entrepreneur. But I think for the longest time, my dream's been to have a salon, and more so, I feel so grateful the days I'm able to impact my clients behind the chair. And it wasn't until recently I realized, wow, I wouldn't be able to impact people on a positive, you know, every day. And that.
Well, you're also able to impact more people now.
Exactly.
Like not just behind the chair, but like for more reasons in hair, in beauty.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And I think what really kind of last year, I was at the Long Beach Hair Show, and I met this hairdresser, Tyson Kennedy, and he started this company, Fat Boy Hair. And, you know, he was just so nice. And I was just asking him, like, how did you start this? Like, it was just so amazing that, like, and he was like, you know, I started in my kitchen, and he made it seem like it is hard. I just want to emphasize it. Hard. It's a lot of work. It takes money. But he made it seem like I could do it too. And I think I've always had a product or this like inside me, but just seeing others who I could relate to start to make it happen for themselves. It was like, well, why can't I?
Right. It's so true.
So,
and you did, you absolutely did it. So it's so exciting. So Jamie, how much do they, we didn't even talk about this, but how much is it going to cost for the product?
Yeah. So right now with the pre-sale, you're going to be able to get it at a bit of a reduced price and free shipping. So right now for the product, to pre-order it, you're going to get the product, the finished product, an amethyst affirmation, and free shipping for $35.
Awesome. That's a great deal. And then obviously there are different levels that are going to offer different things as well.
Yeah, like there's people who can just donate just because, and then there's also where you can just do like an amethyst associate where you get an amethyst affirmation card, a crystal, and just a personalized thank you note. And you know, I just want to thank anybody, like any amount counts. Like I know that, you know, it's almost towards it's holiday season, which is a season where a lot of people are generous, but also people, you know, have a lot of people to buy for. So just like anything that you can contribute. And I really do appreciate it. You know, this is my dream, and I want it to feel like we're creating this and building this dream together. Cause my personal motto is like, sky's the limit, you know, which.
Above the sky is the limit.
Above the sky is the limit. Like, aim for the stars.
Exactly.
Aim for the moon. What is it? Aim for the moon, and if you miss, you'll still land amongst the stars.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think just all the years of being a hairdresser and getting to work with amazing people and amazing products, like, this just felt aligned, and it all was coming together so beautifully.
Which is so exciting. I'm really excited for you. So everybody go donate. Go pre-order. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, so iFund Women, you can even follow Jamie's Instagram as well, Chalaki Beauty and Hair by Chalaki. She's always doing some fun stories.
Exactly. And I'm also so grateful to be the official hair contributor for Next on Scene.
That is so true, too. We did not even bring that up. That is so true.
Amazing. And that's just opened up so many doors. And, you know, I know that we're here to talk about my product, but I'm also really excited for you, Jackie, because you're taking your leap of faith and going full force and full throttle with your magazine, and it's taking off and it's showing, and that you're gonna, you know, you're upping your PR, which I'm so grateful for your PR services. And
thanks, Jim. That's
for
all.
Where you're going.
Yeah, you know? This is like, 2018 is gonna be a good year.
Yeah, if you want to go somewhere, go alone. If you want to go far, go with somebody.
I love that.
That's another like proverb. I'm missing it up, but you know, you can go further as with helping another person.
Exactly.
Is the whole point of what I was just trying to say.
No, so, it's all good. I liked that phrase, actually. That was good.
Yeah. So definitely, and I think it's a really exciting time to be an entrepreneur and to be a woman entrepreneur, and especially in the Boston area, because I can only speak, when I first got into the hair industry, it felt very, you know, competitive, and there is, you're always going to have some competition, but I feel fortunate, you know, also having co-founded Beauty in Boston with you.
Which we didn't even talk about either. We're doing so many things, right?
But I'm, you know, it's exciting to create a platform where it's bringing together beauty professionals and potential clients and customers. And, you know, it's a supportive online community. And that's really exciting that it's grown so quickly. Like, we started that in August. And when we started it, I think we, you know, now just a few months later, we have over almost 1,500 members.
Yeah, which is so good.
It's so exciting. And so that's just another thing. If you don't even want my product, you know, but you want to learn more about other beauty professionals in the area, or you're a beauty professional, you know, go check out Beauty in Boston.
No, everybody wants the product, but you have to just check out the group anyway, because it's a great platform.
It's a great platform.
Yeah,
it really is. And it's exciting. And I know that in 2018, there's going to be events with Beauty in Boston and lots of exciting things coming.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we have to throw in the magazine, but Jamie did throw together some great New Year's looks for hair. That you can definitely check out as well online, or you can order at nextonscene.com.
Exactly. So. What makes this issue even more exciting is you are my hair model.
I was. That is so true. I got banged with bangs.
We gave Jackie bangs, and we did some fun, you know, New Year's inspiration looks. And Jackie's always behind the scene with the magazine, so it was really fun to almost force her, because we were working against a deadline, to be my hair model. And so I'm really happy. And I think we kind of got an idea for you know, something that might work for your wedding too.
That's true. That is true. Teamwork.
You guys want to kind of have an idea of one of the looks that could potentially be Jackie's bridal hair, I would suggest going and checking out the magazine.
That's so cute. Yeah, that was true. There was one look that was definitely our favorite. I do agree with that. Yeah. So, Jamie, this has been so great. I'm so excited for you.
It's been wonderful, Jackie, and I just, you know, I want to just say my little tagline, which is love, hugs, and sparkles.
I love it. That is always your end saying before you sign out.
It's true, you know.
It's a good one.
Waiting for the housewives to give me a call, and then that can...
The housewives of Boston.
Yeah, don't let anybody dull your sparkle, or sparkle like you mean it.
I love it. I love it. I see it now. So I was in Boston with Jamie Chalaki. I love it.
Exactly. Well, and my cat, my little.
And Diego, yeah, he'll be in your, he'll be in your, you know, when they show the families, he'll be with you right on your.
He'll be me and Diego.
I love it. Well, this has been so fun, Jamie. Thanks so much for coming on. Everybody, definitely be sure to go to iFundWomen and help fund the Amethyst Hair Serum. It is a product that you definitely want to have in your everyday essentials. And thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.